Complex systems are even more difficult to understand and deal with than complicated systems from which they must be distinguished. This essay describes the differences between complex and complicated systems and explains how both make transformation or resolution a challenge. Unit 4 assignment. Answer any three of the following five questions. Be sure to read some of the underlying essays as well as the introductory essay in the stages, social psychology and framing sections if you choose to answer those questions. 1. Choose three of the conflicts listed in the Unit I assignment or another conflict with which you are familiar. What stage is this conflict in? Why do you say that? Suggested length, 1 page. 2. Choose one of the conflicts listed in assignment 1. What social psychological factors are contributing to the conflict's intractability? How are these factors affecting the conflict dynamics? 1-2 pages, 3. Again, looking at one of these conflicts, how do the various sides frame the conflict? Are the frames compatible? Different? Do the frames affect the conflict dynamics? 1-2 pages, 4. Which of the conflicts listed in assignment 1 exhibit destructive escalation? Choose one and explain your answer for that one. Are any of these conflicts de-escalated? Explain your answer. You do not need to explain for all, nor do you need to research conflicts about which you know very little. 1-2 pages total. 5. Do any or all of these conflicts show signs of complexity? Explain your answer. What does that imply about how the conflict should be addressed? 1-2 pages, back to unit listing unit V. The people in intractable conflicts. The people in intractable conflicts can be divided into three categories. First parties, those who take a side in the dispute. Third parties, those who do not take a side, but are trying to intervene to fix it. And bystanders who aren't first parties or third parties, but are nevertheless caught up in the negative consequences of the conflict. These essays discuss those different roles and then suggest that there are actually at least 10 third side roles that can actually be played by first parties, third parties and bystanders to try to make conflicts more constructive. People involved, parties. This essay gives a brief introduction into the roles people involved in an intractable conflict can play. Disputants, stakeholders are first parties. Disputants are the people primarily involved in a dispute. They are the ones most affected by the outcome of the conflict and the ones who are pursuing it. Leaders and leadership. James McGregor, Burns observed, leadership is one of the most observed and least understood phenomena on Earth. These resources examine the dynamics between a group and their leader and the role leaders play in conflict escalation and or transformation. Grassroots actors in prolonged and violent conflict, life at the grassroots level is characterized by a survival mentality. People struggle daily to find adequate food, water, shelter, and safety. This struggle gives people a very different understanding of the conflict than that held by leaders, and it puts grassroots citizens in an especially important role in all peace-building efforts. Even in prolonged non-violent conflict, grassroots actors often have very different concerns than the leadership. This essay discusses things that everyday citizens can do, independent of those in leadership positions, to reduce a conflict's destructiveness. Formal intermediaries are ones who act as professional third parties, mediators, arbitrators, facilitators and judges. They are contrasted with informal intermediaries, who play the same roles on an informal basis. This introductory essay provides links to information about different types of formal intermediaries, though most of those will be explored in more detail in Unit VI, so you do not need to do the subsidiary reading yet. Informal intermediaries. It is not necessary to be formally trained to have a positive effect on conflict.